Well, Noel, I'm sure at this stage of excitement building in Glenelly.
Definitely, yeah. Now, I have to say it's been a fantastic year for the club, and this is just the highlight so far. Tom, you know, the last few years we've been making huge efforts at underage schools and right through to senior level with the men and the ladies, so there's a great buzz, and it's not just down to, you know, myself and Paul and the girls, it's definitely down to the previous managers and the current coaches who have helped the girls to get to this far. So you could say everybody, committee, supporters, family and friends, the wider community is definitely behind the girls tomorrow, and there's a great feeling about the club.
Yeah. And it is the biggest day in the club's history, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. It's the big one now tomorrow.
Yeah. And tell me about the ladies' football. How long is it up and running in the club?
Well, Glenelly ladies started in 1999, the same year as the Tyrone ladies won the All-Ireland Junior, and we're fortunate enough to have a player on that team, and she's lining out tomorrow, and that's Fiona Marie Devlin. So she was very instrumental in getting the club formed in 99. So since 99, we've been making huge efforts, I suppose, in the small club that we have, and we were very lucky 10 years ago to go to senior by winning the intermediate double. And unfortunately last year, through one thing or another, we slipped to defeats in every year, but now tomorrow we've bounced back. So it's been a up and down, but mostly up history for Glenelly.
Yeah, and talk to me about the year, the season so far. Obviously you're in an ultra final, but you know, obviously going back down to intermediate, the objective I suppose was to get back up to playing senior again, rather than maybe going on and winning an intermediate championship and an ultra.
Yeah, well, now to be fair to the girls had one aim this year, and that was to win the championship, and they were disappointed with the year before, and they definitely dug deep this year. They thought that this was their year to get back up to senior. But I have to say, there was no talk of Ulster Club or Ulster Finals or anything other than trying to get back into the county final and to win it. So, you know, it has been a great year. We were undefeated in the league up until the league final, where we were beat by our neighbours, Clannagh, who we pipped at the post in the championship final. So, you know, it's been a very, very good year this year, and it's a credit to the girls and to Paul McGahey, who's in along with me.
And, of course, the standard of ladies' football in Tyrone at club level is quite strong, no more than in the men's game. So, obviously, it took a lot of work to get out of Tyrone first.
Oh, definitely. You know, we had three very, very tough teams to play in the championship. You had Spearnog, you had Arbow, and you have Clannagh neighbours. That, you know, the standard in Tyrone football is very, very good, and you know, we were very delighted just to come through it. And we knew coming into Division 2 that the likes of the teams there, you have Strabane, and you have different teams there who all local rivalries, and you just know with ladies football, goals win matches, and you know, we knew we had to dig deep to get results in Division 2, and thankfully we have, and we've come out the better side of the draws.
And looking at your progress through Ulster, relatively easy so far, or is the scorelines a little bit flattering? Are those scorelines against Lisniski and Lissomen a little flattering?
I would definitely say that the scorelines didn't reflect the, you know, the games. I think Lissomen were very, very good. They were very physical, very strong, very well put together, and backboned by the Marley sisters, and the county full forward in there as well. A girl played for the county and full forward. All very good, and I suppose we really knew nothing about them, and I suppose it's similar to tomorrow. We know nothing about the team. We've heard about them, and you just focus on your own game and focus on enjoying the game. So I'd have to say that the scorelines did flatter us, but I suppose the icing on the cake was down here in Plumbridge, where, you know, we were able to play in our home pitch in the semi-final of the Ulster Club Championship, and we put in a great performance then as well. So, yeah, it's the scorelines did flatter, but we did put in a lot of work too. But those teams were very, very good and definitely put it up to us, and we were just lucky to get the rub of the green.
And talk to me about the team. Obviously, you mentioned Fiona Devlin still around from 99. Tell me about the rest of the girls.
Yeah, no. There's a couple of girls there with experience, but we have a great mixture of young girls coming through. The likes of Aoife McConnell and Michaela Morris are coming through, and they're stepping up to this place. Aoife McConnell's playing in her first year in senior football this year, and you know, you can just see when she comes to training, she's buzzing. And then you have the younger girls then backed with the older girls like Kelly Morris in goals. You've Ashin O'Kee in there, who used to play county football up until very recently, still spearheading the attack. And then, of course, you've Fiona Marie Devlin in there, Nicola Bradley and Grace McCullough, our captain. So, you know, it's a great blend this year. We're very, very lucky to work with such a great panel.
Yeah. And in terms of tomorrow's final, you're playing Donegal's second team. We saw their first team defeat Termin last week in the senior final. So I'm sure they have quite a lot of experience as well. And looking, they got a walkover in their quarter final. So they had a big win, I see, as well, against John Bosco from Uri, who defeated Ardragh in the quarter final.
Donegal, you know, the reputation in ladies' football speaks volumes, and it speaks for itself. And tomorrow, I suppose, it's definitely the clash of the extremes. We're a very small, unknown, rural club compared to, you know, the size of Dunamoyne. But I suppose, Tom, that's football, and it's the same 60 minutes of football for both teams tomorrow, and it should be a great game. As I say, you know, we know about their reputation, but in terms of individual players, we know very little about them. And I have to say, it doesn't faze us in the slightest. Our intention is to go and play our own football and enjoy it tomorrow.
And how have preparations gone in the last couple of weeks?
Preparations have went very well. You know, the bunting's up around the club, and there's so many, you know, best wishes, and neighbouring clubs and parishes all wishing us best luck. And I think it just adds to the excitement and the occasion. But preparations have gone very well, and hopefully tomorrow we'll see the fruits of that.
And have you got everybody?
Well, unfortunately, we've one player, Mary Carmel Kearney, who got injured in the Lisnaskee game. It's just very unfortunate for her. She's put in great effort this year, travelling down from Belfast 2 to 3 times a week. She's done her cruciate and she's waiting surgery now, so she's the only player that we don't have available tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course it is a O'Kane family affair as well. You have a sister, Edel, is on the team, and of course I'm sure Dad, winner of a First All-Ireland with Tyrone way back in 99, and well known here in Donegal as well through his involvement with Dunloe and with Donegal ladies as well in recent years, and indeed trained Donegal seniors for a while.
Oh no, I suppose between myself, me and Dad, there's no show without punch, and now Dale's on the scene too. It's a great feeling in the O'Kane household. There's a great buzz about it, but I suppose Dad's enjoyed his own success with Donegal ladies this year, and I suppose I was on the periphery of the setup doing the stats for the boys, and it's a great achievement for the Donegal ladies football. But tomorrow, hopefully, there will be some more success in the O'Kane household, and more importantly, success for the girls in the pitch, the friends and the families of the girls and the supporters, and for the club as a whole.